Hello, and welcome to Pro U Podcast, episode number 376, A Day of Gratitude. So much to share in this intro. It's like this, I don't even know what to call it, but it's, I don't do holidays, but the one holiday I have a little itty-bitty problem with is Thanksgiving, because if you're not participating in quote-unquote the fairy tale Thanksgiving scenario, you tend to feel bad, you're broken, you don't fit in, you're lost, and you end up feeling worse than you already do. And it was the Thanksgiving 6 years ago that kind of was the impetus to start my podcast. I'm like, I know what my message is. I went through a Thursday that other people called Thanksgiving, and I had a client, and it was like a great day. And I woke up the next day, that Friday morning, and I'm like, I want to have a podcast. I want to start a podcast. I know what my message is. It was just to be thankful. And you fast forward 5.5 years, and you know, here I am. And if I was to pass, and not to be Debbie Doomsday, but this would be a great message to end on. Or if someone only listened to one episode, it's like, well, that Tom guy's got that podcast. What's it about? It's like, listen to episode 376. He's pretty much going to tell you how he got where he is, what his message is, what you should focus on, what you shouldn't focus on. And I kind of go through the gambit of things that I'm thankful for. But what I noticed, it was really like the right now. Like, what am I most thankful for in the moments when I'm present? And obviously, I'm thankful for the podcast. And I just wanted to kind of throw out just a little honorable mention. Thank you to my producer, Nico. He's just been a joy. He would be the producer number 3 of the Pro U podcast. And you know, it's like a partner, a team, and he's so filled with joy, and he sparks joy, and he's evolving. And I mean, we didn't have anything to really chat about last time we chatted as mentor and mentoree, because he's doing so well. And he's starting this little thing up with his brother, and he's just in a fabulous place. And to have that kind of energy, that kind of support as a producer, you know, just, I love you, Nico. Thank you for being you. And to the listeners, thank you, thank you, thank you. I know I don't have a ton, but I don't really care. If I can affect one person, I'm pretty stoked. I'm pretty blessed, and I am thankful. And if there's more than that, super fantastic. But thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart for listening. And if you're having one of those fairy tale Thanksgiving days today, congrats, enjoy. I know with the pandemic and everything, the rules and regulations of participating in family gatherings are a little dampened, but whatever you do, I hope you have a day that is filled with joy because of the gratitude that you feel for the things that maybe you don't recognize every day. Not take for granted, but just things that you have. And that's kind of where I've evolved. I'm really thankful of the now, of what I have right now, and what got me here, and what I'm not going through, and what I'm not dealing with above and beyond. And again, gratitude, superpower, enjoy. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, happy Thanksgiving, happy Day of Gratitude is what I'm going to call it from this point on. Well, at least until next year. But it's kind of ironical that, well, I don't do holidays, but the one holiday that I would be like, well, I have a problem with would be Thanksgiving. Now, for those that celebrate, gather, share food, sit around a big table, yay. It's not a critique or a judgment about that ability, opportunity. If you have that, yay, it's a blessing, great. I just went, you know, kind of in and out that, and was forced to really look at it because of how not being with certain people around a big table with certain food on that day can make you feel really bad. And it's like, why does that day have so much power? So, you know, it was kind of introspective into my path, my journey, and a Thanksgiving day and being thankful and what that all meant. But as I say this, you know, supposedly, you know, this is a bit before the actual day this comes out. But, you know, they were saying, you know, don't travel, don't gather, you know, don't really do what you normally do. So, you know, I'm sure people will still gather around the table kind of thing, but maybe they just won't have as many people. So it's already kind of changed and a little bit funky, you know. And there's probably a chance that more people won't be around a table with certain food and certain people because of the certain, you know, the current situation with the pandemic and all. So it just, I rarely look ahead like, oh, it comes out Thursday, what's next Thursday? And just Thanksgiving, you know, that day was on my mind. And so I was like, oh, it actually comes out on Thanksgiving. So I've just been kind of nonstop thought about what I was going to share and what would be my point, my main point. And that's why I kind of said the theme of a day of gratitude, just to kind of change the name. And a day of gratitude can be any day. And the story goes, 5.5 years ago, well, it would actually be 6 years ago right now, because it was before it started. It was Thanksgiving Day, and I was doing well. I was, you know, in a pretty good place. But I wasn't going anywhere. I wasn't meeting up with people. I wasn't going to a house with a table full of food with other people. But I had a client, happened to be Hardwick, and it was a great session. It was just, you know, one of those sessions where it just goes well, and we chatted, and, you know, we had time to talk and talked afterwards. And I just felt really good, and we just kind of had this really great moment, and we were both really, like, thankful for each other. And I remember helping out a friend that night who was struggling, had some drama with her actual mama, and I kind of made her feel better. And it was like at the end of the night, I was just sitting there by myself going, that was a good day. Like, I didn't have to be around that table. I didn't have to have that food. I didn't have to be with those people. I had a good day. And I had pretty many good days. And you know why? Because I'm more thankful than anyone I know. Like that whole gratitude list, I do that. The day I moved into this apartment, my prayer was a thank you. I never asked for one thing in prayer. Not help, not assistance, nothing. Every time I chatted with the big guy upstairs, it was thank you. Because I could see clearly what I had. And what other people didn't have, no matter what I was going through. And that's the whole be thankful in all circumstances. Not for all circumstances, but in. So there I was, moved into a small apartment, but it was empty and it was quiet. And I was alone for the first time in 14 years. But I was thankful. And fast forward, that's the superpower. I mean, I just talked about it, like probably the last episode or the episode before that. So on this particular Thanksgiving, I woke Friday the next morning and I thought, that's how you do it. You just have a great day. I'm thankful all the time. I don't need to gather around a table with certain people and, you know, benchmark it. This is Thanksgiving dinner and I'm gathered with people I love to eat this food to be thankful, and now it means something. You know, it was just this whole kind of facade, and it made, you know, me and I'm sure a lot of other people kind of feel bad when you felt like you were kind of missing out on that Hallmark moment. You know, that snowy frost outside the window and the light on inside, and you're outside freezing and you're peeking in, and there's a fireplace and a family and a Christmas tree up already, and everybody's gathered on. You know, you just think, wow, that's what I want. You know, and if I don't have that, something's wrong or it's bad or whatever it is. And there was a power the day after that Thanksgiving I had. Like, I was like, and it was, I have a message. And it was to be thankful and stay mindful. Because it's not just kick back, you're on a ride, it's work. But if you stay mindful / focused on being thankful while you're thankful, that's all you kind of need. And 3 days later, Monday, I trained Hardwick. And I said, I'd like to start a podcast. And he said, okay. And it was that easy. I mean, when I thought Friday morning, like, I have a message, I should do this, I'm going to start a podcast, I'm like, well, let me think about it for a month. And that was kind of my idea. Make sure I have a plan. Make sure I've got an idea, concept, you know, more than, hey, I'm thankful, I'm mindful, I healed, I want to start a podcast. But that's exactly what happened. Monday, I showed up, and I go, I want to start a podcast. He said, okay. And that was it. He didn't say about what's your topic, what are you, nothing at all. And then the super cool thing, I don't know, it was probably, I don't know if I started, I must have, because I know, I'm pretty sure it wasn't in the first couple episodes, but Hardwick goes, why don't you put something at the end? And he's like, you know, kind of, i.e. like the Jerry Springer moment, you know, the end of the show, just kind of do this little thing, whatever it is. And I thought, okay, cool. And I'm like, pro you moment. And that's like my favorite part, you know. And I would say 99% of the time, in that pro you moment, I talk about being thankful. It's just really, I think, at the core of why I started it, how I kept going, how I healed, how I came up with the message. And now it's like, man, I just, you know, come to my well by the water. I sell, I have value, I have worth, you know, because of my perspective and because of my gratitude and because of my superpower I call thankfulness. You know, I've gotten to this wonderful point. So that's kind of like message number one. And then that kind of mentioned it throughout message number one. But message number two is like, if you don't, like, this is the test season. Okay, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. If you got divorced, if you broke up, if you lost your job, if you're struggling in any way, these just maximize it. You know, these just put kind of like an exclamation point on the end of those things. You know, hey, you just got divorced and you're alone. You want to come to a Christmas party with me and my wife? No. You know, or, you know, you lost your job and you're struggling financially and, you know, your kids need presents and finances and planning and traveling and packing. And that was before. So now it's like, okay, now there's a pandemic. So they said there's like a million less people flying this Thanksgiving, but there's still a ton driving. So now we're like, well, we can't fly or we don't want to fly because of the corona. So let's drive. That'll be safer and that'll take longer. And that, you know, it's just a lot. There's just a lot. And I think people are so cooped up and bottled up that they just really need a few days out to get away. So it doesn't matter what they have to go through. They want to get out. They want to escape. And it's just really a need to get back to normal quick. And I firmly believe there's no quick about it. And I kind of sort of believe that it's not really going to be that normal anymore. I think it's already changed. You know what I mean? X amount of people that won't go to certain places ever again. Just because. The proximity of people or whatever. And like I said, that's like the sad thing because I guess they're going to shut down the restaurants to only, you know, delivery, takeout. And a lot of restaurants can't maintain that way. So now you're talking about like 700,000 people are going to lose their job. And it was just like the week of Thanksgiving, this is supposed to happen. I haven't watched the news, you know, in a bit, but that's what I heard was happening coming up. They were going to make a decision. That's why there was all this fuss. And that's why I turned it off. Nothing I could do about it. Nothing good. And I just felt. And I said this to an online client. I just woke up one morning and I said, you know, during this whole pandemic, I knew people were struggling with whether it was loss of income, being sick, someone they know got sick, someone they know, you know, passed. You know, I knew there was a bunch of people struggling. And therefore, I was thankful above and beyond my normal level of gratitude just because I wasn't going through it. I mean, I wasn't getting sick. I don't go hang around with a lot of people or, you know what I mean? So, I mean, I was just, I felt very fortunate. And I wasn't like bummed that, you know, again, I was aware, and I was not thankful that people were struggling, but it didn't really sit like it did this past week. Because this, whatever, it's the second or it's the third phase, I'm not sure, but it, you know, it's worse right now than it's ever been the entire time. So to get punched once is a big deal, but to get punched a second time, when people are already, okay, I'm done, I want normal now, which is kind of the mentality that I think kind of stimulated this, you know, people just, and not like critiquing them, just I don't want that to, I'm going to force my reality to go back to normal. It's like, well, you know, it looks great on paper, but obviously it didn't go well because, again, it's worse right now than ever before. So whatever we did as a, you know, a world, we didn't do it well. If we did it well, it wouldn't have got worse. It got worse, we didn't do well. So here we are. But again, but now it's that second punch or third punch. And it's like the week of Thanksgiving, right before Christmas. You know, it's just a tough time. And I felt that this time. Like, I was just like, man, it's heavy. You know, there's a bunch of places being boarded up. And I was kind of like thinking it was the protests. But I'm like, well, I haven't really heard about any protests around LA about whatever, the election or whatever. But I'm like, places wouldn't just close and board up the windows. So it was just weird, though, because I just noticed more and more places with boards. And I was just like, hey, let's just put it up now just for whatever safety. I mean, I don't know. But in the last 2-3 months, I've just noticed more and more places just boarded up. And again, that's not like, oh, yay, oh, that's cool, or, oh, doesn't bother me, doesn't affect me, I don't eat there anyway. You know, you just see this change. And like I said, it was on my heart. I talked to this client, and I said, I think you're the first person I shared. I go, I'm not like, again, bummed, but there's that little bit of weight that I didn't feel in the past. And again, not because I wasn't concerned or didn't care about, you know, people that were struggling. It was just, it's, you know, 8 months and it's getting worse and it's affecting more people. It was just like, you know, some people, like I said, are really struggling. And that's what really bothers me about the others. You know, people that are complaining, like their worst thing in life is to wear a mask at the grocery store. And I'm like, wow. Do you know how many millions of people are like doing really bad and that's your struggle? You know, that's the thing to me. I just can't even. I mean, I don't know. I guess I can't imagine what's in that person's mind, what they're thinking about. But I don't want to be around that person. I don't want to talk to that person. I don't want anything to do with people that are going to bitch and complain about the littlest, dumbest stuff that does not matter at all. And again, one day, you know, life taught me a bunch. Life twisted my perspective. Life, you know, life turned my life upside down and wrung me out and kicked me, you know, like a cigarette and stomped me out. And again, I didn't quit and I responded well, so here I am. But people like that, yeah, it's coming. Trust me. It does. It just does. You know what I mean? Life is going to teach you what you need to learn. And that kind of brought me to the next little point I was chatting about, was like, everything's a learning moment. Like, everything is. And it's that if you can stop, pause, you're not reacting, and you go, huh, has something like this happened in my past? Yes. Did I get through those? Of course. Did I always find something kind of better because I got through that thing? Yeah. Huh. I wonder if that's a thing. Of course it's a thing. And this was kind of the theme this past week. The experience you're having is the experience you should be having. How do you know that? Because you're having it. So I had two clones. I had two clones of this one person. Two different clients who, as soon as they started talking, I was just like in my mind going, oh, see, everything else is pretty much good in their life, and this is that one area where they really need to work on. So this moment is happening because it's highlighting that. Like, they have to go, oh, I have to work on that thing that I have to work on. I'm like, yeah, isn't that neat how that worked out? But neither one was thinking that, because it was kind of funky and yucky and kind of tough. And the one scenario, a gentleman had to talk to one of his children and say no. And deep, deep down inside, the last thing this father wanted to do was to say no. But he had to, and for all the right reasons. And he explained, you know, what a kind of challenge that was. I said, well, isn't that perfect? And it was kind of the head tilt like a dog does. Huh? I said, well, are you or are you not right now trying to really control what you think about? Event happens, you want to look at it this way or this way. Why do you want to look at it A or do you want to look at it B? A makes you feel this, B makes you feel that. B makes you feel that, and it's better, so I'm going to pick B. I'm going to pick that vista. I'm going to pick that perspective. Now, they're both true. It's just one, when I look at it that way, it just makes me feel better. He's like, yep, that's what I'm working on. I'm like, well, fantastic. Now you have the opportunity to explain it to a sibling. I mean, to a sibling, a child. I think I said sibling before. It was like, well, okay, now if you have to explain it to someone else, you have to get it. And if you can get that person to understand it, well, yay, you taught them a great thing, but you're going to embrace it even more. Because if you can pass it along, you kind of got to own it. And when you do pass it along, you kind of own it. And again, like the things that I've gone through, like how one deals with the test directly determines the outcome of the test. There's a few people out there now are going, yeah, that's kind of like a rule. Like, that's a fact. Because now they've experienced it. So again, I'm crazy thankful that within moments of someone talking, I hear, oh, this is what's exactly supposed to happen. And I'll just tell them that. Because it's just like having this ability just to see. Because I believe I've created that separation. Again, it's not me in these people's experiences. They're sharing their experience, but I can just see it so quickly. And another guy, he had trouble with his sibling. And I thought, well, across the board, this person is really good, like has evolved, best they've been mentally, emotionally, physically. So it's like, okay, if you had to point to one squeaky wheel, what would it be? Not that it's bad, but it's just one that kind of, you know, you don't feel real good about. Boom, there it was. No pause, no delay, that sibling there. It's like, okay, now this moment that happened, does that or does that not kind of make you go, well, what are you going to do? Are you going to own that person's drama and base how they do? Or base how you do on how well they do? Like, if you can't help them, then you should bum out, kind of a thing. It's like, again, that's tough. Feels cold. You know, you can pray for people and you can listen, but you know, lead the horse to water. You can't make them drink. And that is a tough thing, because when they're not drinking and they're suffering, they're not drinking the water they need to, making the choices they need to. But while he was talking, he's like, you know, this, you know, sibling has to focus on this other stuff. I went, exactly. Just like you do. Because, you know, I lost a sibling. So when you talk about a sibling, there's this little noise going on. And go, wow, his sibling's still alive. I mean, doesn't that kind of supersede everything he's saying? So what you're saying is you have a sister that's alive. Yeah, my past. You done talking now? Yep. So it's kind of like, well, what is the big thing? Well, I'm leading her to water and she's not drinking. It's like, well, welcome to the real world. You get to control your thoughts, words, actions. Done. Done. Done, 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 done. All the way done. 100%. How someone else is doing? I don't care if you're related, in love, married to, how that person is doing got nothing to really, 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 really do with you. And I mean that in the most positive way. You cannot change someone. And a great quote is, think back to how hard it is to change anything about yourself. Why would you try to change someone else? Again, waste of time and energy. Sounds kind of cold. It's just the truth. So let's put on the big adult pants and grasp it. You know, the faster you grasp this stuff and move forward, yay, I'm in Tommy Land. I'm the best I've ever been. The least I have. Know what I can control. Know what I can't control. And I just hover, vibrate a little higher than I ever have before. And I also never used that verbiage before. Kind of in the eye of the tornado, like in the middle. It's calm in the middle. Quiet. Bunch of noise around me. Bunch of noise going on. Bunch of everything going on around me. But I found out I'm on this really quiet spot. It's, you know, almost literal, because there's like this little spot I live in Hollywood, a block off the Sunset Strip. And it's quaint and cozy and quiet. There's a park close by. And my place is super quiet. Inside the Zen Garden is super quiet. It's like it's just inside. And when I first moved here, there's a little bit of that. I'm like, the whole world is happening. I'm just on the outside looking in, because I wasn't healed. I was alone for the first time. And it was quiet, crazy quiet. It was deafening. And this was, you know, way before I had Zen and everything, you know. So it took a long time. But now I appreciate the quiet. I love the quiet. But I feel I've created that quiet. There's less white noise. There's less chatter. There's less negativity. There's less doubt, fear, worry, stress. I'm present. I'm in the moment. I don't think about yesterday. I don't really think about tomorrow. The best I've ever been. Based on being thankful. So the day, I was like, the moment I was sitting, I went, okay, let me go sit out in my little area, write some notes for the podcast. I'm like, oh, it comes out Thursday. Thursday is Thanksgiving. And I sat down. And in that moment, I was like, okay, I just started writing this. Like, what am I most thankful for? I'm sitting on this dope wooden chair. It's made from wood from the rainforest in Belize, and it's like this matching little table and chair. Had another chair broke. Only need one, though. And I got this blanket I lay down for Zen, and I got a piece of driftwood and a little stone thing I made out there, so it's like my little nook on my little corner. And I've always, you know, always find somewhere, like a porch, a balcony, a rooftop, you know, somewhere to look out and be outside. I just always have had that. And in Beverly Hills, there was a top right corner above the stairways, and it was like a 12 by 12 flat roof, and I threw a lawn chair up there, and I just looked, and I could see palm trees and the Avenue of the Stars, and I kind of felt like, well, that's the beach. But I've always done that. And now to have this outdoor spot for Zen and 20 apartments, I'm the only one besides the manager now that has a dog, because they just said, that's it, no more dogs. And so, you know, even if they had a dog, they really wouldn't have a spot, you know, because that's Zen and my spot. And it's like the only reason I have that spot is kind of this location of the apartment. And the location of the apartment, second floor, which I like, it's in the southeast corner, which I love. And it's the biggest next to the one below it, which is the same side out of all the apartments. And I didn't know any of that. I came in, they go, I have one available. I walked in, it was torn apart. It was messy. It was just like it just tore it. Like, they hadn't started painting, doing anything to it. I'm like, okay, I'll take it. But now going, oh, you know, I've been here 7 years, and it's like I've, you know, walked around, and, you know, enough to, you know, realize, you know, the location and the spot. But there I was going, okay, here is a podcast episode coming out on Thanksgiving, and what am I thankful for? And I'm like, I'm sitting right here going, now, most people are like, dude, you're alone with a dog in an apartment, and you're sitting out, like, side in this little, like, they, you know, they might not see the value in that. But where I was, where I've been, what was in my head, I'm like the king of the world in that little spot. As I sand out there, I think out there, hang out there, and sometimes, you know, more often than not, Zen's out there. He'll come in when he wants to. Like, I got him that comfortable. He'll go out there. I'm like, all right, I'm going inside. And there's times when he's been out there for an hour and I haven't even looked. I mean, gradually I worked up to it. But, yeah, I'll just, you know, keep going. The door's open. And when he wants to come in, he'll come in. And I'm like, I mean, just that in the location of the apartment and how the sun works and the size of it and how open it is. And just, like, I was just talking about that moment. Like, I just started listing things about that moment. I was sitting there with my dog, and I was healthy in the spot, in my chair, and I'm the only one that has this, and I get a dog, and we get to sit outside, and no one else even, like, hangs outside. Everybody's got their windows and doors closed. But I was just like, I just go, what? You know, it's just this, I was so thankful. And writing this list, and it was about the moment. I didn't go, okay, I'm thankful for whatever, my clients, my car, whatever. It was just, I just naturally started with the moment I was in and what I was thankful for and how dope the things were in that moment. And that's what made me stop. And I went, okay, there's a superpower. That's how I think. That's how I feel. I didn't go out there and go, wouldn't it cool? Wouldn't it be cool if I was really present and I came out here and I thought, okay, if I was in the moment and I was thankful, I want to come up with a cool sounding list. Didn't do that, couldn't do that. You know, it's kind of like that spark joy comment that I've talked to more and more people about. Like, everybody knows about that woman except me. I was late to the party. But it's like outside that area sparks joy, and my dog sparks joy, and our view sparks joy. Then I come back in, and my Zen garden sparks joy, and all the things I've made sparks joy, and my new tree of life, Mamacita, sparks joy, and all the things I made spark joy, and the last thing I made sparks joy, and the thing I'm working on sparks joy. And when I'm done recording this, I have a client that I enjoy. Sparks joy, and then I'm gonna go to the beach again. And the super kind of cool thing was this moment, and it wasn't like Sunday to Saturday week, but I went to the beach a Wednesday, a Friday, a Sunday, and a Tuesday, and I was gonna go again that Friday. And I went, or it was like 7 days, and I got in 4 days of the seven. And just cool trip, short. You know, there's enough sand where I went, not too many people, make something great, have a great time with Zen, and kind of leave and avoid traffic. Like, just economy, efficient, quality trips. And now it just seems like it really got slow, like this week of Thanksgiving. Like, people that left, everything's kind of shutting down for like the holiday, or it has, or whatever, but it just seems like it's slow. And it's just like, well, and you know, a lot of people are like going, okay, well, like, it's worse. Like, I'm not going to go anywhere. And, you know, if I have to wear a mask, I'm not going anywhere or whatever. But it's like, you know, I'm going to go to the beach. I mean, I can see going two or three more times this week just because it's cool, so there's not a lot of people. It's slow, there's not a lot of people, and I don't hang out with anybody. So I can't tell you how thankful I am just listening to myself say what I just said. Like if it's like, okay, you get to pick the one thing, no matter how much it costs, what do you want to do today? Give you $10 million. You can spend it, go wherever you want. I got to go to the beach. I always go to a Zen. And if it's that high up on the list, and I get to do it a lot, I'm winning, am I not? And that was Tammy. I get to. Tammy doesn't. How long do I get to? I don't know. So the whole work, 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 save, 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 spend, 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 get a bigger house, get more bills, buy more things. Now I got to work more because one day I'm going to go to the beach a lot. And again, Tammy, at the very end, she was the best. Couldn't move. Couldn't walk. She could see her kids leave to school and come home. That's all she cared about, so she was winning. And she was at peace. See, that's what I learned from Tammy. Tammy wasn't sitting there in those 8 years thinking about what she wanted to do that she could never do again. She was squeezed hard to go, okay, you can think about whatever you want, waste as much time and energy as you want. Towards the end, she's like, okay, here's what's important. Those two people, those two children, I'm going to see them every day I'm alive that I have left. So here I'm going, I get to enjoy this. Home, Zen garden, this area, this location, this dog. That's what I have. And if I love what I have, I love to do what I get to do, I'm winning. So I can hang out with Zen and go to the beach a lot. I can't buy an expensive car or a big, expensive home or travel a lot. I mean, I don't want to. Winner, 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 chicken dinner. So that's what I'm selling. It's a superpower. You know, I didn't come with this great design because I would have done it in the first year of the podcast. But life just slowed me down and took a bunch of material things away from me, like clients and money. So I was forced to reevaluate and reprioritize and really reflect on what's important. And then when Zen got hurt and we got through that accident, all that, you know, that wasn't fun stuff. I didn't pick any of that. I just responded. And I learned the power of responding well. The power one has to choose that response, no matter what it is. And now that's what I'm preaching. Learning moment. Doesn't matter what you start talking about. Go, learning moment. Learning moment. I'll talk right over your story. Learning moment. Because they all are. And the more, you know, the longer I'm with a client and the more I say things and the more they hear it and the more they hear my voice in their head, the more they start hearing that phrase or that catchphrase or that parable or that analogy or that metaphor. And they say, this is like Monopoly in a way. Like what Tom said, that, you know, that kind of happens all the time. And if I don't I don't buy into the movie that's playing. Sometimes a fish doesn't know it's in water. And I pump the brakes, pause, reflect, and go, okay, what? Wait a minute. Has that happened? What, is there any bad right now? How am I right now? You're on your way. And the dope thing to me is I'm knocking at clients, and if they're like, okay, they're 7.8 and they really need to be 8s, but they don't understand that. They're like, you know, I'm figuring this thing out, and I'm like watching myself, and I'm like, how come I'm doing it like this? And I'm like, why are you looking at that point in your life? Huh? Why are you looking at that area of your life right now? Because you're the best you've ever been. That took this long to get to this point so you could now take that challenge on. You could now take that little class that you never took, that you have to evolve to become the better you. But right when you get there, you're not thinking, oh, hey, well, when you get stronger, you add weight, you add more reps. You switch the workout. Why? Because you want a harder workout. You know, you don't go, okay, let's devise this workout so it slowly gets easier and I accomplish less. Who will do that? Who would sign up for that? So when you start working out, I had this great, you know, with clients, and I was like, hey, can you give me a different workout? Hey, can you go look at my workout? You know, can you, you know, they want it harder. They're like, you know, I'm kind of getting used to it. And that's what people refer to as a plateau. Not a plateau. It's just you've changed. You've lost weight, got stronger, and now you need to shock your muscles. You need a harder workout. You weigh less. You got to do more reps. You know what I mean? It's all of that stuff. But when people are looking for it, going, hey, can I have a... They're not like, wow, I did that. I got in the kind of shape where now I need to be in better shape. And now I'm thinking about nutrition. Now I'm thinking about cardio. Now I'm thinking about foam rolling. I'm just watching people and I'm like, there you go. But see, that's the same exact thing that happens mentally and emotionally and spiritually. You just start kind of craving that better you. That better you is across that pond. You know, there's a little bit of get to. So there's a little bit of challenge. So I would talk to someone, they're like, yeah, this thing, and I'm like, perfect. That's the thing you need. And you just gravitate towards it. And like I said, the experience you're having, believe you're supposed to be having it. Why? Because you're having it. And dude, that's like a dope thing. Because you'd be like, well, that's just silly. Like, I'm sitting here right now recording this podcast, and Zen's next to me because I'm supposed to be, but it's happening. So it's like, okay, I'm done. I don't have to think. And it's like, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's really it. It can be that easy. And I always said, this is, you know, years ago. Not years. I mean, I've been talking, I think, this way for about a year or so. And started the podcast 5.5 years ago. So when I first started, you know, it wasn't something that I was always saying. But what if you were better at being you and your life as is was easier? And, you know, it kind of came to fruition. Like, I'm better at me and my life as is. It's just easier. I'm like, I mean, that's come to my well by the water I sell. I mean, that's definitely something that I'm selling. Like, leading you down this path. I started it 7 years ago, moving into this place. Started the podcast 5.5 years ago. So you got this journey documented of how I got to the point I am. Where I'm the best I've ever been, and I have less than everything I've ever had before. That's what I'm selling. Then it was funny because it's like, you know, I'm talking about gratitude, I'm talking about thankfulness, and I'm talking about Thanksgiving and how I started the podcast. And, you know, one of the things I've done, probably as consistently as anything, is the little gratitude list I do. I was thankful for my faith, my health, and Zen's health. Three things. And that's what I thought my world was. Outside of that, I didn't think there was a whole lot I could control. And so that's what I focused on. So that's what I became thankful for. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to say thank you 10 times a day. What happened, Tom? I started doing it 20 times a day. Then what? Got into an accident, rolled a bunch of times, went up and over the median, facing the other lane of traffic. Oh, my phone just made the funniest noise in the world. And every window busted, every wheel busted, cars totaled, and 7 hours later, Zen and I were united and without a scratch. So I started going, you know, I haven't really planned a whole lot. I'm not really sure how I'm still here. I'm not sure how I got here. But I've, you know, kind of been, you know, getting nudges and hints and indications that I should focus on these things and then be thankful. So that's what I started doing. It was real small. It was pretty easy, and I could do it. And then it turned into 30 times a day. And then I added a fourth. So I'm thankful for my faith, my health, Zen's health, and right now. This moment. And I was like, that's like the dopest list in the world, because that's what I get. That's what I have. That's what I'm thankful for. That's what I focus on, those four things. Every day. And sometimes more. And I'm just like, and that's the mindful part. I just want to stay there. Not get it done quick in the morning so I don't have to think about it. I'm like, no, I want to be thankful all day long. So maybe I'll do it again. And I'm incredibly thankful for my dog, my best friend Zen. Like, there's been two neighbors lost dogs, you know, on Instagram with Zen, so you're always seeing someone losing a dog. And then a dear friend of mine lost her cat, and it was just like, oh, you know, it's the greatest thing to have fall in love with and become connected, bonded with a pet animal. But you know what's coming. And again, a friend reached out because she had put her cat down. And it just made me, again, just my gratitude for Zen just went up another level. Like, it was just go hug him, hold him, go pet him, go. And I'm like, I don't really care about a whole lot if my dog's happy right now. Like, he's slowing down. You know, we're inside the apartment, you know, Zen Garden. He just wants to be next to me. You know, we're outside and he's walking. We're at the beach and he's 100 yards away. He always knows where I am, but we're inside and he just wants to be next to me. He just wants to be squished. He just wants to be cuddled. He wants to be able to see me all the time. I don't even have a big place, but he just wants to have eye contact with me. When I'm next to him, then he can sleep because he doesn't have to look for me. And our level of communication is ridiculous. Like, for sure, I've never experienced it. I can't really speak above and beyond that at all. But it's the most ridiculously amazing, full-blown relationship that I've ever had. I mean, just communication, trust, loyalty. Twice a day, well, not twice, there's two things I say to Zen every day. I say, thank you for being my best friend. Thank you for loving me as is. And he's been that. You know, he's the first thing, being, to love me all the way as is. And be my best friend at the same time. No person has ever done that. So that just makes me humble. Like, how did I get this, like, majestic, amazing spiritual being? Like, how did I get him? And it humbles me. We were talking on Instagram the other day with a client. Someone said, look how many followers Zen has. And he's got more than you. And I go, Zen's got 10 times as many followers as me. Zen just went up and over the 10,000 follower mark, which is pretty amazing to me. I mean, I knew when I got him. Right after, I'm like, I'm gonna share him. We go to the beach, and he walks up with a bunch of people. I'm like, go ahead, dude. I'm here to share you. I could just tell. So it's pretty trippy. you know, I'll post a video and, you know, there'll be like 6,000-8,000 views. And I'm like, that's just crazy. And it came out, I think I mentioned this with my calendars, found our One in Zen calendar for 2021. And I was shipping a couple out and I decided to make this little about the artist card. And I just had the calendar sitting there and about the artist card. And I was about to put it in an envelope and I just stopped and I looked and I go, that's my calendar. That's me. That's my dog. That's my art. That's my photo. That's about me. I'm the artist. And it was just a cool little moment where I was like, you know, because I printed out stuff. I've shared, you know, I mean, I've just been doing stuff a long time. Not always the techiest dude or whatever, but I just looked at him and, you know, stuck this little about the artist card in the calendar. And I thought, you know, if I opened this calendar and I looked at it and saw that guy, that dog, about the artist, the stonework. I'm like, way to go, dude. You won. You know, if that's all you have, congrats. And I was just proud. I mean, that's just a big word for me. Because I just really, because of my struggles, I was really, I don't think, ever able to say that. I'm proud. You know, my father never said it, so maybe that had something to do with it. But I was just looking at that calendar and that about the artist card that I just made up, you know, just made up, just printed it, was going to ship out a few. And I was like, I'm just proud. And it was like, again, it's like, I'm thankful. You know, I'm just so thankful that I get to do that. And at 55 and a half, I got a podcast, I got a dog, and that's the art I do, and that's my calendar. I'm like, and again, Tammy just wanted what Tammy had at the end. So I'm going to want what I have before it's the end. And I had a client who is just jumping pro U levels, it seems, and sharing just insights. And it's a joy to listen to this man speak. And life was changing, and he's dealing with it, and he's embracing it. And, you know, separation is real for this cat. And he said, I'm going to go check out some colors this, you know, today. That's what I'm doing today. That was just another, he's taking a moment, you know, actual, literally stop and smell the roses, you know, catch the colors. You only get like a couple weeks a year. And it made me think that I, you know, typically we'll go to Idlewild once a year, kind of around the fall. And it's kind of a cool place because it's kind of like Tahoe, but it's, you know, only 2 hours away. And I don't know if I'd really like thought like, oh, I'm going to go this year or when. But, you know, I know Thanksgiving week is slow and Thanksgiving day I don't do anything. So I'm like, I'm sure it was kind of on the back of my mind. But I thought, well, the next day was Sunday. I'm like, why don't I just get up early? So I got up at 5. I got in the car at like 5:30, got gas, was on the road. And was just driving like the next, just spur of the moment. Like, I'm just going to go there. And I think this was last year. But I was going to get a room, and it was like, I think it's like $280 a night or something like that. I don't know, maybe $200, but whatever it was, but I couldn't get a room. And I went down there, and the creek was dry, the Strawberry Creek where I go, that's right by, it's a cool walk right where this hotel is. And it's like these cool cabins with these decks and fireplaces. And so, but if the creek's dry, it's like, well, why would you go there? So I thought, wow, it was great that I didn't book a room and I saved that money. So I checked to see if there's a room, and I'm thinking, let me just see. And I'm like, okay, no availability. I said, whatever, just drive there, hang out. Because there's kind of three things I do. I go to this Lake Fillmore, I go to that Strawberry Creek, and then I'll walk around the town and I get this blueberry croissant at this place. I'll get a coffee, and that's, you know, kind of the deal. And drive home. So I've done the day trip, and it's pretty, you know, it's a 2-hour drive, but it's worth it to me. It's a cool drive. So it was kind of inspired by, you know, this client. I said, well, you know what? It's probably, you know, colors are changing. It's probably not going to last longer. Why don't I just go tomorrow? So again, just being in the moment and being present and then being affected by other positive people and their stories. So I'm thanking my friend and client Dan for the inspiration. But Waze took me this different way, and I always go the same way. In the last like half an hour you drive into town is like the best. So I'm always kind of recording, and I'll stop at certain places. And 20 minutes out of town, I stopped at this Fillmore Lake. Well, I wasn't by the lake, and all of a sudden I'm getting by the town. And I'm like, I knew Waze took me this different way. I'd never been before. And I got me to kind of the other way coming to town, and it threw off everything. Like, I was good at getting to Idlewild and the landmarks that I wanted to go to, but this trip took me and spun me around so much that I was, and I looked at one point, then I go, Xander, I go, Papa, I have no idea where I'm going, but I was laughing. Like, I wasn't frustrated. I mean, no matter what I did, there's a time clock. I could have a free day and there's a time clock. You gotta get going. You're running late. Well, you said you're gonna leave then. It's like, there's no voice. When you get there, you get there. When you want to leave, you leave. When you want to, where you want to go, you go to go. And I was just calm. I just didn't even care. And I finally got to town, and I got reorientated. And I'm like, okay. And then I just left. And I go, I'm going. Oh, I went to the creek first. And, oh, this is it. So I found, and the creek was running. So it was super. Like, that made it all. I didn't care how long it took me. Because the creek is one of the things. It's a great walk for Zen. There's huge trees and stones, and then there's this creek. So that walk alone is almost worth the entire trip. So now I'm going to go get the blueberry scone, and that place changed owners. They don't have blueberry scones, so there's kind of nothing to get. And that was kind of a bummer. But, hey, things change. But it was kind of it, because I was like, okay, I'm going to, it's like, I'm leaving. And I just went to the lake. And it's like, I really hadn't even maybe been in the town for 15-20 minutes, and I was already gonna just leave. But I'm like, well, there's nothing there. I want to go to that lake. It's cool being there where no one's there, and in the morning I just like all that, and that's why I like hitting it first before I do anything else. So at least I have my bearings. I'm driving, you know, I can even put it in Waze, find it. So I get there, and it's majestic. Like, it is glass, and there's reflection from the trees all the way around it. I'm just taking picture after picture of reflection on the water, of Zen back and forth. And it was just this, because I was going to record the podcast that morning and then leave. And I'm like, I want to leave really early. I'm not going to record the podcast, you know, from 4 to 5 a.m. I don't really function that, you know. Speaking, there's got to be a certain time of day when I start speaking, but it ain't 4 a.m. And I'm getting everything together and packed or whatever, so hence why I'm recording it now, and I get to, you know, talk about the trip. But the sun was rising, so I'm shooting this video, and I was lost in it. Not lost, but not going the way I had intended, not seeing the things in the order of that I wanted to. And I just let it all go and didn't care. And then the time at that lake was just, I took some of the best pictures of Zen. Number one thing in the world to me, nature wise, is a reflection on glass water. I just totally love that. So it's just like, I drove there, and it was probably about 2 hours. So it was 2 hours there, 2 hours there. I mean, 2 hours to drive there, 2 hours while I was there between the creek and the lake, and then 2 hours home. And the entire time I kept thinking, I'm so thankful that I know of Idlewild, that I can go there, that I go there, that I went there today, that my friend Dan inspired me, you know, that Zen and I just got along, you know, it was just like the best. Like, he's the best thing to photograph, and he's having like the best time running around, and it's just so enjoyable. It was just, again, just, it was gratitude overflowing, and gratitude overflowing, and gratitude overflowing. And like, I come back and then I celebrate by sharing these pictures, and then and it's kind of like, well, again, it's just like, if I was, this is grim, but if I was dying, this was the last episode. It was like, what was the last thing Tom said? It's like, just be thankful. Work on that. Be crazy thankful for what you have, and do that daily. And that's the mindfulness. And will grow and it will become a superpower. Come to my well, and that is the water that I sell. I'm very, very thankful for this podcast. I'm thankful for the opportunity to heal and to share my story, and I'm thankful, thankful, thankful for the listeners that follow my journey. My journey was Zen, my journey of gratitude, just, you know, the people that have chimed in, shared, talked, just anything positive. Just thank you. Thank you for being you. Having the podcast is one of the greatest things that I've ever done. And I'm crazy, crazy, wicked, stupid, thankful. You are worth it. Your pro you moment. Stoked you're here. Let's begin to control that which we can. Seated on the floor, legs folded, crossed if you can. Eyes closed, neutral neck, shoulders over the hips. Let's bring that in navel into the spine. That'll be our base, our foundation in which to build upon. From there, we will start to control the breath, connecting the mind and body. We'll draw the inhale through the nose, slowing it down, elongating it. That will take focus and control. We will allow the exhale out the mouth, and we will slow that down and elongate that. And that will take constant focus, which will keep you constantly present. If anything else enters the space between your ears, just kindly call me, ask it to leave. Do this to the best of your ability for 180 seconds. I will let you know when time is up. You may begin now. Thank you. Congratulations. Another successful pro you moment. Another successful moment for you by you. Another successful moment. A little moment. Little things done consistently. It's not an exciting path, but it is a good one. And it is a pro you path if you deem yourself worthy. What I am experiencing currently is what I'm selling. Hashtag for free. My story is what's possible. And it's not because I've attained fame and fortune. It's because I've gotten amazingly good at being thankful for that which I have. And it's less than I've ever had before in my life. And the net result of that time and energy has provided me the opportunity and the ability to be the best I've ever been, the best I've ever felt. Being thankful takes work, but it's worth it, and you're worth it. There's at least one thing to be thankful for. You could be having the worst day imaginable, and you can find one thing to be thankful for. Because no matter what story, experience, moment you had, having, it could always be worse. Trust me. So may you be thankful today for that which you have. May you be thankful tomorrow, and the day after that, and the day after that, until it grows into a superpower. Peace and God bless.